It's Tuesday, January 28th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Has Colorado demonstrated itself to be the most anti-Christian state? Alliance Defending Freedom has taken up the Lori Smith case in Colorado, a graphic artist who's being forced by the state to support unnatural weddings against her conscience. ADF has issued its first brief in the case, presented before the 10th Federal Circuit Court, complaining that the state of Colorado uses its accommodation law to, quote, force Lori to create websites celebrating same-sex weddings and ban Lori from posting a statement explaining the content she can create. This attack on Lori's faith and editorial freedom targets the fundamental First Amendment rule that a speaker has the autonomy to choose the content of her own message, end quote. Dr. Eric Fiegel-Ding, a Harvard-trained epidemiologist, took to Twitter over the weekend, calling the coronavirus outbreak, quote, thermonuclear pandemic-level bad, end quote, and declaring, quote, I really hate to be the epidemiologist who has to admit this, but we are potentially faced with an unchecked pandemic that the world has not seen since the 1918 Spanish influenza, end quote. Thus far, the death toll has reached 81 in China, making for a 3% death rate on the 2,744 confirmed cases. The United States has confirmed 5 cases thus far, all of whom had traveled to the Wuhan district in China, the major source of the pandemic. However, Worldometers records 3 million deaths by abortion worldwide since January 1st. In Exodus 15, verse 26, the Lord said, If you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has taken a position against the misnamed Fairness for All bill, supported by the Liberal National Evangelical Association and the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities. In a public letter to the bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Chris Stewart of Utah, the Roman Catholic bishop said the bill, quote, effectively establishes gender ideologies as a basis for federal laws, relegating fundamental truths about biology and marriage to often narrowly prescribed exemptions, end quote. The National Evangelical Association, which supports the bill, includes denominations such as the PCA, the EPC, the Assemblies of God, the EV Free Church of America, and the Vineyard USA. This bill, supported by the evangelicals, would add sexual orientation to the Federal Civil Rights Act and thereby persecute Christian-owned accommodations businesses, retailers, banks, and healthcare service providers. Proverbs 25, verse 26 says, Like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. Australian fires are dying down now, but the devastation left tops almost 25 million acres, an area the size of South Korea. That doesn't even compare with the hundreds of millions of acres burned down in the 1974-75 fire season in Australia. However, in terms of buildings destroyed, this fire season was the second worst of all time, second to the Blackfire bushfires of 1939. It's being referred to as the costliest natural disaster in Australia's history. And those fires burned after Australia was in the world news throughout 2018 and 2019 for its legalization of abortion in New South Wales and the legalization of homosexual marriage nationwide. A huge earthquake hit Turkey over the weekend, located 350 miles east of Ankara, killing 45 persons and injuring about 1,600 others. Colorado Right to Life sponsored a march for the abolition of abortion out in front of the largest Planned Parenthood in Denver, Colorado, Saturday. Speaker Jeffrey Fish urged Christians to cease regulating the murder of the unborn and push for complete abolishment and based his position on the law of God.
If you know your Bible, God says that the law is a schoolmaster. It teaches you what is good and right. Mm-hmm. And our law is supposed to reflect God's law. So if our laws don't reflect God's law, we're not supposed to go with them and say we're just going to take what we can get. We're supposed to oppose them, and we're supposed to institute God's law. We, the people of God, are supposed to do that.
Mr. Fish also urged the church to get more involved in the fight against the killing of children.
I'm an evangelical. I like to share my faith. I believe that that's what we're supposed to do as Christians. That's the first thing within the abolitionist ideology. We believe that we should rely on the providence of God, that we don't need to do manipulative measures in order to make things happen. The next thing is that we're gospel-centered. Now, you'll see a lot of churches that have that in their websites, that they're gospel-centered and all that. But if you've been in this this movement very long, you know that the churches are dead. They're gospel-centered, but they're gospel-centered to the people that come and sit in their pews and pay their tithes. That's most of them. That's not everybody, but that's the vast majority. And then we believe that abolishing abortion, which may be the opinion of a lot of pro-lifers, they would say that they want to abolish abortion, but they want to do it incrementally. We believe it's an obligation of the church. We're the ones who are specially equipped to do this work. The world is not. The world is what gives you abortion, and then the worldly church participates in that.
And finally, no man knows his time. Basketball great Kobe Bryant stepped into eternity over the weekend in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. The crash also took the life of his teenage daughter and seven others, according to news reports. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 12 says, "For man also knoweth not his time, as the fish that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare. So are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them." An adherent to Roman Catholicism, Kobe Bryant was 41 years old at his death. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, January 28th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.